Jenny Harris saluted professionally, but before she got to the door she turned back and said, "I don't understand. Why would anyone want to stage a coup out in the middle of the hinterlands? Someone with an eye to the future, maybe? If it is, our duty is very clear-cut." "Yes, sir, but if that is the case, they'd need help from out-system."
"True. Well, at least that's easy enough to watch for."
Ralph occupied himself with genuine embassy attaché work for the next 2 hours. Lalonde imported very little, but from the list of what it did require, he tried to secure a reasonable portion for Kulu companies. He was trying to find a supplier for the high-temperature moulds a new glassworks factory wanted, when his neuronomics alerted him to an unscheduled starship that had just jumped into Lalonde's designated emergence zone, 50,000 kilometers above the planet's surface. The dumper's electronics tapped the downlink from Lalonde's 2 civil spaceflight monitor satellites, giving him access to the raw data. What it didn't provide was system command authority. He was a passive observer. Lalonde's traffic control took a long time to respond to the monitor satellite's discovery. There were 3 starships in an equatorial parking orbit, 2 colonist transports from Earth, and a freighter from New California. Nothing else was due for a week. The staff probably hadn't even been in the control center, he thought impatiently as he waited for them to get off their asses and provide him with more information. Starship visits outside the regular LDC contracted vessels and the Voidhawk supply run for Aethra were rare events. There were never more than 5 or 6 a year. That this one should appear at this time was a coincidence he couldn't put out of his mind. The starship was already under power and heading for a standard equatorial parking orbit when traffic control eventually triggered its transponder and established a communication channel. Data flooded into Ralph's mind. The standard Confederation Astronautics Board registration and certification. It was an independent trader vessel called Lady Macbeth. His suspicion deepened. Rumor hit Durringham and spread with a speed that a news company's distribution division would have envied. It started when Candace Elford's staff went out for a drink after a hard day, assessing the scrambled information they were getting from the Qualheim counties. Durringham's strong beer, sweet wines from nearby estates, and running mild, smooth-stimulant programs through their neural mnemonics liberated a quantity of almost accurate information about exactly what had been going on all day in the chief sheriff's office. It took half of Lalonde's long night to filter out of the pubs the sheriffs used and down into the more basic taverns the agricultural workers, port labourers, and river crews favoured. Distance, time, alcohol, and weak hallucinogens distorted and amplified the story in creative surges. The end results, which were shouted and argued over loudly through the riverside drinking dens, would have impressed any student of social dynamics. The following day it proliferated through every workplace and home. The main exchanges of conversations went thus. The colonists in the Qualheim counties had been ritually massacred by the Ivets, who had taken up devil worship. A satanic theocracy had been declared to the governor and demanded recognition as an independent state, and all the Ivets were to be sent there. An army of radical, anarchistic Ivets was marching down river, raising villages as they went, looting and raping. They were kamikazes, sworn to destroy Lalonde. Kulu Royal Marines had landed upriver and established a beachhead for a full invasion force. All the locals who resisted had been executed. The Ivets had welcomed the Marines, betraying colonists who resisted. Supplementary: Lalonde was going to be incorporated into the Kulu Kingdom by force. Pure crap, people said. Why would Alastair II want this god-awful shit-tip of a planet? The Tyraska farmers had suffered a famine, and they were eating humans, starting with Aberdale. No, not possible. Weren't the Tyraskas herbivores? Waster kids from Earth had stolen a starship, and after zapping the sheriff's surveillance satellite, they'd landed to help their old gang mates, the Ivets. Black Hawks and mercenary starships had banded together. They were invading Lalonde, and they were planning on turning it into a rebel world which would be a base for raiding the Confederation.